Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Farrick. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tom Farrick. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoy moves to third. Collins moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. McCoy scores. Collins moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Miles moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive towards short. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to third. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Hefner scores. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Lum Harris now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Grace moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is one for one in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Miles moves to third. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Harris reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoy moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoy moves to third. Collins moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift strikes out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. McCoy picks up the ball and throws McQuinn out. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Judnick steals second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Cullenbein reaches third base with a triple. Judnick scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-3 in the game. Rubeling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Chapman now playing shortstop. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-3 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. with two walks. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Wagner to Chapman and they have McQuinn trapped. The throw over to Johnson, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Johnson reaches second base with a double. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Fred Chapman. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.